Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video was brought to you by a donation from the one, the only, Miss Fat Cat, and here's what she has to say. Dear Sir, I was under the impression you did not want me to speak about my hubby. That said, I think people are more interested in the relationship I have with you than him. Apart from whether I'm real or your alter ego, rumor has it that being with you would be earth-shattering and the best I'll ever have. So darling, would that come to 4 orgasms in 1 hour? It seems a bit much since women are always going on and on about how unsatisfied they are. Oddly enough, you do strike me as the type that can satisfy a woman without needing to unzip your pants. In any case, physical intimacy with you will never be on the table, even if you're able to go beyond my expectations. The thing is, I'm quite fond of you the way you are. You are a bit different during our coaching chats, but at the core, you are still the same. There are a few videos where you've explained that you have the tendency to change mentally after physical intimacy with a woman. Sleeping with you would essentially be killing what I like. This won't do for me. Besides, those needs are being met. There is no reason for me to cheat on my hubby. I do, however, have other wants and needs. There is something specific I would like from you. I'm willing to pay you about 20 times the amount I typically pay for the chats. The budget has been cleared and set aside. Your physical or digital presence is not needed. There's something I want even more than that, but I'm not sure it'll happen in my lifetime. Thankfully, no one knows who I am, or I would actually have to deal with people trying to sell me your photo, name, and address, and other non-relevant information. As always, thank you for your time. Sincerely, Miss Fat Cats. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Now you have me intrigued. I'm not sure how you would communicate if it wasn't digitally or in real life. I'm guessing you want me to send you some letters. Perhaps some romantic poetry or something on account of you sending me this donation on around Valentine's Day. As for satisfying women, I haven't had any issues satisfying them physically or emotionally. I can talk and listen without zoning out, and remember what women say. It's funny when they ask me what I just said and I repeat every single word back to them. More often than not, they tune me out though. But that's fine because I'm only really using most of them as a sounding board for my ideas. Having a conversation with a woman is like having a conversation with a cat. The only reason most guys would actually want to do it is they can hear their own ideas reflected back at them. As for physically, I would usually have sex for about an hour every second or third day. Sometimes I'd get super creative with the place or with various household objects, and no, I'm not talking about cucumbers. That's standard operating procedure for me. I've never had any complaints in that department either. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sane Man collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anyways, now back to Fat Cat is probably looking for a pen pal in real life, and will probably put anthrax in the letter she sends me to assassinate yours truly, Clown World Show. I have a few other ladies that contact me from time to time. Some stir up drama. Others are simply leaving me destructive feedback. Guys listening to this are going to say that Fat Cat is lying, and that they will say that she wants to smash regardless of what she says. They will say she's publicly rejecting the Sandman because her husband heard one of his videos and got upset or jealous for some reason, and that it's a way to publicly humiliate him. That Fat Cat is just saying she's not interested when she actually is. I don't care either way because I've been going monk mode for the last 7.5 years. As for my brain, which Fat Cat enjoys, I got a lot of my intelligence by hacking my own biology. If I want to increase blood flow to my cranium, I just put myself into fight or flight mode and my body thinks it's in danger. So it sends resources in the form of blood to my brain, which lets me think more clearly and quickly. But the trade-off is I actually have to pay for it in various health conditions, because you're technically not supposed to stay in that state for months or years the way that I have sometimes. When I take more time to relax, my skin issues start to go away, as well as my reflux because the blood is flowing to my belly instead of my brain. Plus, I get anxiety if I'm in fight or flight too long. But the positive of putting my body through such stress is that I can effectively boost my IQ. The last time I spoke to you, Fat Cat, I was coming off a period of time where I was very relaxed. And because of that, I wasn't in fight or flight mode and I babbled a bit. And I didn't really make much sense some of the time. So now you know that when I'm relaxed, I get retarded. For most of my life, I would relax for 2 or 3 hours a day at least and avoided being stressed out, which is great for my physical health, but not so great for my intelligence. Just typing up my scripts each day or editing because I have to be precise with what I'm doing gives me reflux after about a half hour to an hour. Because again, the blood is rushing up to my brain. I realize that if I want to have good health, then I'll have to shut my brain off at some point and run at a lower pace. Maybe just travel around shooting travel videos and interviewing people, which isn't stressful at all. The reason I'm talking about all this, Ms. Fat Cat, is because you didn't really ask me any specific questions or topics. And yet you kept referring back to times when I spoke about my personality intelligence. So that's why I decided to give you some more insight, because you seem to be playing the part of a junior psychologist. You probably also enjoy everyone, including myself, guessing why you would send me a ton of money for an interaction that's neither real nor virtual. You're probably getting off on the fact that people are wondering what exactly you mean. Again, I think it might just be letter writing, because other than that, I don't know any other way to correspond with someone that's not in person and that isn't digital, including over chat software. Maybe you're thinking that I'll get frustrated and trying to figure out what you mean, but I'm not that sort of person. I keep busy, and as a result, I'm like a human goldfish. I forget most of the things I'm thinking about or file them down in boxes in my brain until I want to explore them once again. What else can I say at this point? I think I've covered about everything. If I miss something, then send me a message and I'll cover it as part of an upcoming video. The last thing I want to cover is what's going on with the goingyourownway.com forum. It's shutting down in May after just under 10 years. It was started back in 2014 by Jägermeister after the MGTOW forums, the original one, was shut down. And he now sees MGTOWs increasingly being a toxic ideology infiltrated by incels. He doesn't want to deal with server costs and moderation anymore, and I don't blame him. As we speak, I'm going to contact AMR over at MGTOW.TV to see if he wants to take it off the hands of Jägermeister, so that it doesn't get shut down. Just a quick update, as I was writing this, AMR did send a message and we'll see what happens. As for Jägermeister, he seems to think that the community has gotten toxic. I hope he hasn't found a girlfriend or is dating like the YouTuber Human that was all gung-ho MGTOW a number of years ago, but is now apparently dating or in a relationship. That's the danger that most guys don't realize when they go their own way. That over an extended period of time, you will forget many of the lessons that you've learned, regardless of the MGTOW red pill. That if you forget about female and male nature in general, it might come back to haunt you. Ms. Fat Cat, my hunch is that the reason your message is so cryptic is because in a previous video I made for you, I said something that triggered you to think a lot and wonder what I meant, and that expended a lot of mental effort on your part. Maybe your subconscious thought that I was doing that intentionally, talking about your hubby, so that I would actually have you running around in mental circles. That wasn't my intention, but maybe your subconscious thinks that it was, so it's holding a grudge and sending me that message and offering a ton of money. Maybe your subconscious wants me to think about what it is that I can offer you for a sizable chunk of cash that you offer. Keep in mind, money doesn't matter the same way it does for most people. For me, I watched the value of my Bitcoin race up almost $20,000 today, and then drop about $8,000. So honestly, if your intention was to get me to think about what type of communication we can have for 20 times the usual amount of money you send me, I'm not going to get thirsty for a relatively small amount of money. At this point, fate is out of my hands, and I'm patiently waiting to see where Bitcoin ends up in the next 2.5 years. As for the Manosphere and MGTOW content in general, People aren't as interested in ideas as they are in gossip and hearing about the latest single mother that does OnlyFans, or what Leonardo DiCaprio is doing to piss off all the old women out there, because he only dates women that are younger than 25. Videos about female nature now being replaced by videos about female bad behavior, but there usually isn't an explanation as to why they're doing it, what women's general motives might be, which is why I'm trying to guess your motives, Ms. Fatcat, and trying to figure out why you had to request this topic in the first place. There are a few possibilities, but I don't know which one it is until you tell me, and even when you tell me, I still won't really know if you're telling the truth. That's the thing I try and tell guys. Never take a woman's actions and words at face value. Always pay attention to the effects of women's words on your mind and emotional state. This is more likely to tell you about their true motives. Even then, all you have is speculation. Regardless of who you're talking to, you'll never know their real motives, and you probably don't want to. I really wish that humans would evolve telepathy already so we could read each other's minds, so we wouldn't have to keep guessing about all the possible motives other people have. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ms. Fatcat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that many people listening to this will still say that Ms. Fatcat wants to smash Sandman even when she says she doesn't. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that send me a donation but don't send me a clear topic away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.